From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The Obama administration says it is willing to consult with Iran on the rapidly deteriorating situation in neighboring Iraq. Islamic militants have captured the city of Tal Afar, and reports of mass killings of Iraqi soldiers have been condemned by the United Nations as likely war crimes. Our Washington correspondent Priscilla Huff reports.
In an interview with Katie Couric for Yahoo News, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Washington is open to working with Tehran.
We're open to discussions if there's something constructive that can be contributed by Iran.
But that coordination has its limits, says U.S. State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki.
We're not talking about coordinating any military action in Iraq with Iran. We would encourage Iran to push the Iraqis to act to address problems in a non-sectarian way.
For now, the Obama administration is still mulling its military options, having sent the aircraft carrier, the USS George H.W. Bush, to the Persian Gulf and having promised not to commit troops, while urging Iraq to invest in a political process for a peaceful future.
Ukraine says Russia has cut off all gas supplies after Kiev failed to settle its multi-billion dollar debt. The decision by Russia's main energy company Gazprom comes after weeks of negotiations between Ukraine, Russia, and the European Union over gas. Anya Ardayeva reports from Moscow.
According to Ukrainian Energy Minister Yuri Prodan, gas supplies to Ukraine have been reduced to zero. Russia's energy giant Gazprom said Ukraine now has to pay up front for its gas deliveries after a deadline for Ukraine to pay $1.95 billion expired on Monday. Gazprom said in a statement that Ukraine will now receive Russian natural gas only in the amounts it has paid for. The company said it would continue to supply European customers with gas, and that Ukraine had to make sure the gas transited through the country. Kyiv said it had enough gas in its underground storage facilities to last until December. On Monday, both Gazprom and Ukraine's state energy company Naftogaz filed lawsuits against each other in the Stockholm Arbitration Institute.
Formula One racing champion Michael Schumacher is no longer in a coma and will switch to a new hospital to continue his recovery. The move came somewhat unexpectedly after a lack of updates recently on his condition. Iris Spitzer reports from FSN's bureau in Berlin.
The German racing legend spent almost 6 months in a medically induced coma after suffering a head injury while skiing in the French Alps. Now he'll be leaving the hospital in Grenoble, France, to continue his recovery at a facility in Lausanne, Switzerland. Schumacher's family hasn't revealed much about his condition or prognosis since the accident, but they have said that he faces a long, hard fight and that his recovery will take place away from the public eye. Schumacher won a record 7 Formula One championships between 1994 and 2004.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. In Washington, U.S. President Barack Obama is set to sign a ban prohibiting federal contractors from discriminating against gay or transgender employees. Gay rights advocates have long put the White House under pressure to make the move. Here's Alice Olstein from Washington.
You can't be fired or denied promotion in the United States because of your race, age, religion, or gender. But in many states, you can still be singled out at work for your real or perceived sexual orientation or gender identity. With federal legislation to ban such discrimination unlikely to pass Congress this year, President Obama announced Monday that he will use his executive authority to mandate legal protections for federal contractors, who make up nearly a quarter of the U.S. workforce.
Coffee giant Starbucks has said it will help pay college tuition fees for its U.S. workers. The American coffee chain says it wants to help the spiraling debt amounts of college graduates in the U.S., following a report that showed college leavers owe a total of more than $1 trillion. Nick Harper reports.
The cost of going to college in the U.S. is an expensive undertaking, with many graduates leaving thousands of dollars in debt. To help with that, Starbucks is offering money to any of its U.S. staff, who work more than 20 hours a week, to complete a bachelor's degree at Arizona State University. There's no obligation for the graduates to return to work at Starbucks after completing their four-year course. Last week, the White House signed a bill capping loan repayments after a report showed student loan debt has rocketed from $250 billion to more than $1 trillion in the last 10 years.
For the rest of the day's news, you can follow us on Twitter at Feature Story. And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.